Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Well, hello, everybody.
Hello,
here at Studio 10A, and you're looking at a good time today to all our friendly listeners around the globe.
Oh.
Come on in and stay for a while for the 620th time of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. It's the spot where the music rings the bell and the chatters always swell. Today we're located at Bill's Bandwidth Computer Consortium, where we find Kevy on dashboard.
I'm right here.
And Tori's on the files, and Gerald's on data, Gordy's on processing,
yes.
Buddy's debugging, and Joe's on his brand new Build Your Own Banjo software. And William already knows all there is to know about computers, so he's having lunch on this international
Loving Life Day. Stuff can get in the way, but loving life will make your day.
He is the recent winner of the Mr. Microchip Award. He is.
He's Bill. I can compute with the best of them, Gaither.
And you know what? All of my guests today can make good music with the best of them. Karen Peck, Canton Junction, the Isaacs.
And the vocal band, Buddy Green, Ivan Parker, William. It's going to be a high-tech musical kind of day.
We need to get it started with some energy, Bill, the homecoming gang, and our buddy, Jesse Dixon.
Carnegie Hall. Lord, give me wings, Brother Jesse.
Lord, give me wings. Give me wings. Give me wings. Lord, give me wings. Won't you give me wings? There's been something in my life that makes me feel like flying away and be at rest. And as I go from door to door, loved ones have gone to come no more. And it makes me feel like flying away and be at rest. Lord, give me wings. Lord, give me wings. As I recline, something steals across my mind, and it makes me feel like flying away and being at rest. Yes, it does. Well, and in the morning when I rise, something moves before my eyes, and it makes me feel like flying away and being at rest. Lord, give me
my public service announcement today is this is Public Safety Gratitude Day. Mm-hmm. And these men and women have a very tough and awful thankless job.
Yeah.
But they do it incredibly well. So if you get a chance this week, tell them thank you for their service and they will appreciate it.
That's good advice.
It really is.
And the Canton Junction Group is doing an old gospel favorite, Sweeter as the Days Go By.
Yeah, they are. The Lord, I trust.
trust him, the more I love him. Nothing good for me, him and I. The longer I know him, the better I can show him. I couldn't stop now if I tried. Oh, it gets sweeter as the days go by. It gets sweeter as the moments fly. This love is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter, 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 sweeter as the days go by.
Come on, sing, Tim.
The moment he saved me, his good grace he gave me, he placed his love now deep in my heart. There's great joy in knowing where hell I'm going, and never more from him to depart.
Oh, it gets sweeter as the days go by. It gets sweeter as the moments fly. His love is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter, 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 sweeter as the days go by.
Sense the excitement.
Bound to happen.
Another meaningless award from the Macadamia Muffin Makers of Montgomery.
I love them.
Yeah, they're meeting at Mo and Melissa's Mush and Munch in Modesto, I believe it was. And by a vote of 8-9, they gave us their annual Hocus Pocus Award.
That's
saying,
close. Yeah.
If their words aren't hocus, they surely are bogus. Too much uncooked muffin dough, I think. Here's the word of the day. Trophology is the word of the day. Anybody got it?
Who in the world?
Yeah, it's correct pronunciation. In fact, is tropology.
Oh,
which is the science and study of tropols.
What?
What is a tropol, you might ask?
What is a tropol?
I'm glad you asked. You know, it's a small Polynesian fruit that is made into a jam and suitable for spreadage on bread, muffins, crackers, cornbread, cardboard, you name it.
Oh, that sounds
other
wonderful.
Other vegetables related to the tropol, you remember tropol and the Glazer brothers, don't you? include the Hawaiian Haleakalaka woo-woo, the Asian pitiyaka, the Tennessee sweet potato, and the habedank. On Sundays after church, sing the doxology and then head on home and enjoy some tropos.
I just want to praise him.
That's not really it.
It actually means
to use metaphors, as in he is the Mr. Universe of his high school wrestling team.
Oh.
That's a tropology.
You are such a downer, Tori.
I really am. I'm so know-it-all. I love that about me.
I wouldn't have liked you in school.
Let's go to the Crab family, Bill.
If you only knew the Crab family.
I noticed you staring, as I raised my hands in praise. There must be some questions in your mind I have raised. But I'll try to help you with your understanding. When you learn of this man, Jesus, you will be amazed. left it far away. I walked away from God, abusing His grace. Then I slipped and stumbled beneath my transgression. I called out for His love and mercy. Today I am saved. If you only knew all that I've been through, you would understand why I love Him so.
Gerald Wolf with a little holy humor.
Okay, after church, three boys were talking about their dads, and the first boy said, "My dad scribbles a few words and calls it a poem and makes hundreds of dollars." Second kid said, "Well, that's nothing. My dad scribbles a few notes on paper, calls it a song, and makes thousands of dollars." It wasn't a gospel song. Third boy says, "I've got you both beat. My dad writes down a few words, calls it a sermon, and it takes four men just to take up all the money."
Yeah.
Karen Peck.
Take a little time out of your busy day to give encouragement to someone who's lost the way. Or would I be talking to a stone?
World a better place if you can reach out and touch
the truth squad has landed, and they're here to bury the bogus, destroy the dastardly, and triumphant truth to mankind.
Sure, we can do that.
Well, everybody knows our talented host has produced scores of records over the years.
Yes,
but
he has.
One man named George Martin, mm-hmm. with one group, produced 30 number one hits in England and 23 number one hits in the United States. Gordon.
The Beatles!
That's exactly right.
Yeah. George Martin was the fifth Beatles.
Well, we have the Oscars, the Emmys, the Doves, the Golden Globe Awards.
And the Hovies.
And the Hovies. The winner speeches are limited to 45 seconds, theoretically. However, the longest speech was given in 1942 by actress Greer Garson. She rambled on for about 6 full minutes.
She should meet Bill Gaither. He can talk for an hour about any subject or about nothing.
For an hour.
This says you love Girl Scout cookies. You probably think sugar cookies are the favorites. Well, no. My favorite is the Do-Si-Dos. That's number 4.
Not That's bad. Your favorite?
Yeah. Number 3 is peanut butter patties.
That's fine.
Number 1, Gordon?
Yes.
Well, I don't know, but my favorite is Samoa's. What are they?
No. Nope. Thin mints, baby.
Oh, I like those too.
You knew that, didn't you, Tori?
Thin mints in the freezer. Nothing
We've
better.
We crushed the crazy rumors today on the Rumor Mill.
Oatmeal raisin wasn't that on the list?
No.
Perish. Well, they don't have that on Girl Scout.
Girl Scout cookie.
I'm out of the cookie business.
You and your high fiber diet.
Brian Free.
It's not cathedrals. It's not steeples. It's not crosses made of gold. It's not just sentimental stories that have been passed down from old. It's not religion or tradition that can save the souls of men. It took the sinless blood of one holy land.
It's all about the blood. It's all about Calvary.
It's all about
mercy flowing. It's all about a sacrifice. God's love is all about the blood of Jesus Christ.
It's the scarlet thread that ties the beginning to the end. It's the river of forgiveness to wash away our sin.
Forever be the blood.
We get many encouraging notes every week from our friends around the globe. Like these, for example.
Jacqueline says, I hear you on the satellite. My car thinks it's the only station it has. The songs are encouraging. The banter is delightful, and it's a bright light in a very gloomy world. Keep the joy coming. Thanks.
You've been traveling with us all over the country. Thanks for keeping us company. You've become our best friends. Thanks for the great music and the joy you bring. That's from Larry and Kathy.
Jim says, I hear you at noon. You are the brightest part of my day. You renew my strength and you give me fresh hope. And I do love the word of the day, although I'm convinced that Kevin's receiver is off the hook. I love that.
We love all of you in Canada. We love your music for 25 years. Now, Homecoming Radio is part of our life every day. Thank you, Carolyn. We love your notes. Keep writing, homecomingradio.com. I was privileged to be in the room when this young man had just written this song. Bob McKenzie said, you've got to hear this new kid. Much like, Buddy, when I first met you. So I sat down and I said, let me hear what you got. He sat down and started singing this song to me with his guitar, He's Alive. I sat there with my mouth open. The theology and the poetry involved in this song blew my mind. So he started traveling with us every night for about 4 or 5 years doing this great song. Here is Don Francisco.
And all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness, rose at every sound, half in hopeless sorrow, half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. Just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle, a voice began to call. I hurried to the window and looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. But there was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they've moved him in the night. None of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away. Now his body isn't there. Ran toward the guard, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone and the empty tomb, just the way that Mary'd said. But the winding sheet they'd wrapped him in was just an empty shell. How or where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Well, something strange had happened there, but just what, I didn't know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him, and then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I'd promised him just added to my shame. 'Cause when at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. Even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same. But suddenly the air was filled with strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. And Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. And I fell down on my knees and just clung to him and cried. He raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt in my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
has risen. And Don, thanks for putting it in words that we could never have done. What a day. Phil, take us out, okay?
If you cyber surf, take a nanosecond, double park at homecomingradio.com where you can.
Download our new free smartphone Homecoming Radio app.
Yeah.
You can listen to more of us online, find the dates for future concerts, and check out the happenings in the world of Gaither videos.
Go to our Facebook page. Click that little like button at the top. We'd love for you to leave us a note. Homecomingradio.com.
It's an amazing figure. 48 terrific homecoming radio stations in Oklahoma. Ooh. Isn't that something?
Wow.
We're going to salute some of them like KGVB, Bill.
Wow.
K-I-M-Y, K-O-S-G, K-T-G-S, K-T-N-T. We say
salute! Hey, Bill, Gloria is cooking breakfast for supper tonight.
Oh, wow.
So,
love that.
And we should all, can we all come
love
over?
Love that.
Yeah. You're more than welcome.
Two over medium, please.
But let me leave you with this word of advice. For healthy teeth and bones, drink lots of milk, eat plenty of foods high in calcium, and stay away from NFL linebackers. And you'll be helpful.
Good advice.
It's been a great day today, and we sure hope you enjoyed it. For gospel music is the best music in all the world, and you've heard only the best of the best today. People ask us where they can find this music. Well, if you're out in cyberspace, check in at homecomingradio.com, for the same music you listen to here can be found there. Homecomingradio.com. And thanks for tuning our way, and until we meet again, this is Phil Brower. For Bill Gaither and the entire Homecoming gang, saying later, everybody.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.